Those of us who play golf know only too well how hard it can be. But what about if you remove sight from the equation? I caught up with Neil Hurdigan. He's the Secretary of Queensland Blind Golf. He spoke to me just before the commencement of play in the Queensland Blind Golf Open at Royal Pines.
This week we have the 2020 Blind Golf Open for Queensland. We normally have one Blind Golf Open per state per year.
When was the last time Queensland had one?
We had one last year, but last year we had a lot of the Southerners coming up from all the different clubs around Australia, and this year, unfortunately, it looks like it's going to only be us.
Now, I well know, Neil, that golf is hard enough without a vision impairment. Tell me about how the sport works. And there'll be a lot of people going, how on earth do you even do that? How does it work? So there's a lot to unpack here. First and foremost, what qualifies as blind?
Well, good question. I guess blindness is a spectrum. We don't really learn that, but obviously it's a spectrum, and in blind golf we cater for all different visual levels. That's from B1 golfers, and that's normally people that don't have any light perception or totally blind people, all the way to a B4 golfer, which has a little bit, maybe say a little bit under the allowable level of sight required to drive a motor vehicle. So from that complete spectrum, from low-level blindness or low-level maybe visual impairment, all the way through to full blind.
And how did you find this sport?
I have a macular condition, so that means that when I stare at something, it disappears. And I've always liked golf, but it's always quite difficult to, you know, find the ball. And discussing it with my optometrist one day, he suggested you should go play blind golf. And I said, blind golf? That's ridiculous. You know, who's ever heard of blind golf? That's just crazy. But I looked into it, you know, pardon the pun, and yeah, it's actually a thing.
Puns are kind of unavoidable in this context, I reckon. Tell me, Neil, though, I mean, if the thing that is in the centre of your vision ultimately disappears, I'm thinking of staring down at a golf ball, you've addressed it, you're about to hit it, it's going to make life awfully difficult. How do you overcome it?
I think, well, most of the pros, they'll tell you, you know, the golf ball just gets in the way of a good shot. So we have to think of the golf shot as being a, you know, a movement, not just directed at a single point, which is the ball.
Yeah. You're a mad practicer. We share this common trait. You like getting down to the range. You like hitting putts and chips and smashing buckets of balls over and over and over again. What does golf mean to you? Why is it important to you? Why has it become part of your life?
Well, firstly, it's the social and community participation aspects of golf, which I really enjoy, which I probably wouldn't be enjoying had I not found blind golf. And it puts me in contact with a whole heap of people with similar conditions or even a lot worse conditions than what I have. And we all, you know, maintain a healthy friendship and really enjoy sort of the competitive nature of a sport, but the friendly competitive nature is kind of unique to golf, and that's what we enjoy.
I'm thinking about the role a caddy might play for a golfer with sight impairment. It's a pretty special relationship, a pretty close relationship, I suspect. Maybe you can talk us through how that works.
Yes, absolutely. Well, with the caddies, it kind of turns it into more of a team sport, because it's the golfer himself or herself, and we each have a caddy or a support person, and what their job is, because golf is one of the few ball sports that's played with a ball that is stationary. So the caddy just aligns the golfer or the golf club up to the ball in the direction that we want to hit, and then the golfer kind of assumes the position, you know, around that golf club, and a few little minor adjustments, and hopefully they're on track to hit a good shot.
Remarkable. Which is the most difficult part, or does that just vary from golfer to golfer?
Yeah, I think it's quite variable. We have arguments between ourselves. We think that a lot of the B1 guys, the fully blind guys, don't have such a disability, because for golf, for them, takes on a whole new world, of course, and it's a pure sport where it's a pure movement that's involved.
That you've got to repeat over and over and over again perfectly.
Yeah. So they're not struggling to see something, obviously, because they're blind. You know, whereas somebody with some sort of visual impairment, they sometimes have a harder time because they're actually struggling to see something. But for the fully blind guys, they can just take a, you know, if their body's in the right position and they know what they're doing, whether or not they've got eyes or they don't have eyes, it shouldn't make any difference. We have regular come and try days, both at the Glades driving range and Palm Meadows driving range. We have a number of come and try days planned over the next couple of months. Mm. And we urge anyone that's interested just to get in touch. And if they want to come and play golf with us, well, we're happy to facilitate that.
Good on you, Neil. Good luck.
Thanks, Matt.